Thank you for joining us for our sermon podcast. Emmanuel United Methodist Church is located at 1351 Main Street in Welford, South Carolina. Our mission at Emmanuel states, by God's grace and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we pursue Christ to become and make disciples for the transformation of the world. Our hope is that this message will help you as you grow in God's grace, trust in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and to pursue Christ with all you have. Now sit back and listen for what the Lord may be saying to you as Pastor Andrew delivers today's message. Thank you.
Today we are beginning our first series of the new year titled Choices. In any given day, statistics show that the average adult makes 35,000 decisions a day. And I know you say that's crazy, but stop for a minute and think how many decisions you've made today. Just to get out of bed and come was one. Some of you used up the majority of your 35,000 deciding what to wear. If you didn't use them up then, you're going to use them up when you decide what's for lunch. But if you're the person that's already got lunch planned, you'll use them up by the time. We waste 35,000 decisions on planning supper. And then it's 7 o'clock and we still have no idea. So you would go through all these decisions. How do we come? When do we go? What do we eat? What do we drink? All these different decisions. That's 245,000 decisions per week. Now hear this. In 2019, on average, we will make 12,740,000 decisions. So today we're going to look at a decision we all have to make at some point. We run into these dead ends in our lives. We've come to a place where the road has to go left. You have to go right. And so today we're looking at the choice we have to either choose faith or to choose fear. So we're going to be in God's Word on page 724 in the Pew Bibles. If you have your own Bible, we're going to be in Daniel chapter 6. If you're following the live event in the YouVersion app, it's there for you. You're welcome. Daniel chapter 6, a very famous story, but a story some of us haven't heard since our childhood. Daniel in the lion's den. I'm going to pick up with verse 10 and read through verse 28. Hear these words of the Lord this morning. Although Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he continued to go to his house, which had windows in the upper room open towards Jerusalem, and to get down on his knees three times a day to pray to his God and to praise him just as he had done previously. The conspirators came and found Daniel praying and seeking mercy before God. Then they approached the king and said concerning the interdict, "O king, did you not sign an interdict that anyone who prays to anyone, divine or human, within 30 days except to you, O king, shall be thrown into the den of lions?" The king answered, "The thing stands fast, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be revoked." Then they responded to the king, "Daniel, one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, O king, or to the interdict you have signed. But he is still saying his prayers three times a day." When the king heard the charge, he was very distressed. He was determined to save Daniel. And until the sun went down, he made every effort to rescue him. Then the conspirators came to the king and said to him, "Know, O king, that it is a law of the Medes and the Persians that no interdict or ordinance that the king establishes can be changed." Then the king gave the command, and Daniel was brought and thrown into the den of lions. The king said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you faithfully serve, deliver you." A stone was then brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his signet and the signet of his lords, so that nothing might be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting. No food was brought to him, and he slept, and slept fled him. Then at daybreak, the king got up and hurried to the den of lions. When he came near the den where Daniel was, he cried out anxiously to him, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you faithfully serve, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Daniel then said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the mouths of the lions so that they would not hurt me, because I was found blameless before him and also before you. O king, I have done no wrong." Then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that Daniel be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no kind of harm was found on him, because he had trusted in his God. The king gave a command, and those who had accused Daniel were brought and thrown into the den of lions, they, their children, and their wives. Before they reached the bottom of the den, the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones. Then King Darius wrote to all the people and nations of every language throughout the whole world. He said, "May you have abundantly prosperity. I make a decree that all my royal dominion people should tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God. He endures forever. His kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion has no end. He delivers and rescues. He works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. For he saved Daniel from the power of the lions." So this Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. This is the word of God for you, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth, Lord, and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Woo! That passage is a lot longer reading it to you than it was reading it by myself this week. But y'all know, most of you know the story, that Daniel has been faithful to God in exile. He's risen to a place of power. He's one of three presidents from the exiles. And the other people in power didn't like him. So they conspired to get him thrown into the den of lions. And you just heard that eventually their plan works. Fear is defined as an unpleasant, often strong emotion caused by anticipation or awareness of danger. And then two examples is the instant of this emotion, you can become overcome with fear. And then a second, a state marked by this emotion where you can actually be trapped in living your life in fear. Faith, on the other hand, is defined as complete trust or confidence in someone or something. You may have never dealt with fear in your life, but I have, and I know that fear has harmful effects on our bodies. And so I found this list of fear affects your physical health. It's said to weaken your immune system and even cause heart damage. It affects your memory. Fear can impair your long-term memories. I think that's because it keeps you up at night and you're tired, and then you can't think about things. It also slows down your brain's ability to process and react to situations. And then one that we don't talk about enough in the church or even at all is that it includes damage to your mental health, including anxiety and chronic depression. PTSD, fatigue, and even suicide. Hebrews 11, verse 1 defines our faith for us. It says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." You see, every day, multiple times a day, you have to make a split-second decision. You have to make a choice in a matter of moments to either give in to your fear or to trust your faith. It's safe to say, after what we know about Daniel, that faith carried his life. He knew that this decree, this law, was in order. He knew it had been signed, but he knew that it mattered more that he was faithful to God. I'm going to be honest with you. Daniel could have prayed where nobody could have seen him. But he didn't want them to think he had walked out on his faith. So he stood or knelt where he always did so that they would see there was nothing they could do to shake his faith. So here's an innocent man that other people didn't like. And he's thrown into this pit, this hole with these lions in it. And historically, this is what they would do. They would make sure the lions didn't eat for several meals, because then they would be extremely hungry when the individual was thrown in. Then they cover the pit so that Daniel can't get out. It's probably unnecessary. I don't think Daniel would have got out. But they cover it so that he can't. And that's all we know about that situation. But knowing what we know about Daniel, it's safe to say fear did not control his night, that his faith controlled his night. Now, we know that fear controlled the king because he couldn't even eat. Some translations say he did not even welcome the entertainment that kings would typically have, and that he could not sleep. And so he got up in the morning and he ran to see what had happened. So here stands Daniel. And Daniel's got to make a choice. Give in to the fear that was real. And really, they were real lions. Or to trust his faith. We have to make the same decisions, don't we? And I know you're saying, well, I've been to the zoo, but other than that, I've never really seen lions. But is it safe to say we all have lions? We all have lions, don't we? We all have lions. The lions like doubt. Lions like this. You, in your mind, you believe you'll never be good enough for whoever, whatever. Maybe you will never be good enough for that job, or maybe you'll never be good enough for that family member, for that parent. Some of us deal with the lion, we stare the lion in the face that we'll never have enough. You ever seen that lion before? Not only will you not have enough to give the people you want, but you might not have enough to even get through until the next time you get paid. You ever seen that lion? How about the uncertainty of your future? Where you will live? Where you will raise your family? And what will happen to the people around you? What about the lion of uncertainty within your marriage? The lion of uncertainty with how you raise your kids and what will their futures look like? Your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews that matter so much to you. You know, one of the biggest lions facing our society today is addiction and temptation, and the church doesn't want to talk about it. We got people just not far from us here in Welford who stare that lion in the face every day. What about approval of others? Can I let you in on a little secret? You're never going to make everybody happy. The quicker you learn that, the quicker you can sleep at peace at night. We all have lions. Matter of fact, look at the person closest to you and tell them, I got lions. Now, everybody do it this time. Look at somebody close to you and tell them, I've got lions. If you got picked, you're the person they like. If you didn't get picked, y'all need to talk about that after church. Then in the morning, the king runs to see what happens. Verse 22 says, O king, live forever. Because my God sent his angel and he shut the lion's mouth so they would not hurt me. Church, you've got lions. But I want you one more time, look at that person you just told you had lions and tell them, but my God shuts their mouths. Isn't that beautiful? We all got lions, but they can't hurt us because God has shut their mouths. I can't imagine being Daniel. And I'm sure he prayed. That was what Daniel did. I'm sure he got on his knees, he fell on his face, and he begged God to protect him. But at some point, he had to look up and see these big old lions moping around like sad cats because they were hungry and couldn't eat. But yeah, you got lions. But your God is so much greater. You got fears in your life that are real. But your faith is so much stronger. The king then writes to all his people. He says that there should be fear, respect, and trembling honor to the God of Daniel. And he says, because of this, for he is a living God. We serve a living God. He says, because he endures forever. Nothing has ever shaken God, and nothing ever will. It says, his kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion has no end. It says, he delivers and rescues. So if you're staring in front of the scariest lion you have ever seen in your entire life, your God still delivers and rescues those who stay true to their faith. You know, the rest of Daniel, what happens in chapter 7 is Daniel then begins prophesying about the coming Messiah. But I don't think you need to look much further than even this story to see the truth of our faith. Daniel was an innocent man, thrown into prison. He remained faithful to his faith. He was sealed up, and God rescued him. Should sound a lot like Jesus. He was an innocent man. But because he was faithful, his own people had him arrested and killed. And they took that dead body and they put him in a tomb and they rolled a stone over it and the king marked it. There's a differing theology of what happened to Jesus during those 3 days. Whether or not he just laid there dead or whether or not he descended into hell and actually defeated Satan before he rose again. Regardless of which one it is, the truth remains that God shut the mouths of every enemy that tried to hold him down. Because 3 days later, that stone rolled away and out walked Jesus. Both examples prove that our God is far greater than any enemy, than any person, than any lion you will ever have to face. There's a song out now and it's called In Christ Alone, I think. I didn't write down the title. But the closing line says this: there's no guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ, I stand. I know you've got lions. Matter of fact, I've cried with some of you over your lions. I've talked with some of you peacefully about some of your lions. I got lions. I got lions sometimes I'm too scared to talk about. But I think we can see that Daniel made a choice, that Jesus made a choice, and that countless others that we may not ever know about made a choice, and because of that, they lived their life in faith and they overcame their fears. I think sometimes in church it's very easy for us to say, well, yeah, preacher, I want to choose faith over fear. I want to do that. Then you get bad news on Tuesday and you've forgotten all about it. Because making a decision when you're having an emotional response is one thing. Can you come up? We've decided this year that we might as well have a little bit of fun while we're in church. Did y'all know y'all can have fun in church? Look how cute this is. I choose faith over fear. The date, where you were, what you did. But that's cute, isn't it? We took a picture. You know what good that picture is going to do? As long as it's on my phone, I might see it. But is there a chance that it just gets washed away with all the other pictures? It's possible. But it's also possible that we get to the point in our faith where we're confident enough in who we are, we don't care who knows it. Man, you do look pretty. So what you didn't know, some of you might, because you're already on your phones, is I now just uploaded that picture, and over 1,000 people had the opportunity to see it within the matter of 30 minutes. What did that just do to my decision? Made it real, didn't it? What did you say, Amanda? Made it public. Keeps me accountable. Abby said keeps me accountable, but see, here's the thing. Now that everybody's seen it, they know that's where I stand. But I'll face lions they'll never see, and they'll never know if I respond in faith. And church, that's why I know some of you think I'm crazy, but that's why you need people in your life that you can do this. We choose faith over fear. Please pray this for us and hold us accountable in love. Two people just got that text message. They now have the authority in Christ to speak into our lives when they see us talking about, well, what if they move us? Where are we going to live? What school's my kids going to have to go to? Now they can say, you chose to live your life in faith and not fear. And I know that some of you aren't ready to go there yet. But that's the process. That's just the way it works. So we're going to have this. If you want to take a picture with your family and keep it for you, and maybe that'll be, I don't know, put it in your January monthly Christmas card or whatever newsletter that you send out to all your family. If you want to post it, post it. If you don't, that's between you and God. If you think it's silly, then don't take your picture. It's not going to hurt Haley's feelings, even though she stayed up hours working on it and had to actually go back to the house and get it because she forgot it, because she wanted y'all to experience Jesus and his redemptive power in the face of fear. And I know some of you think this is all just kind of silly, but my prayer is we will choose faith over fear. But just like Daniel, just like Jesus, it's a decision that only you can make. You got a lot of choices to make in a day. Choose wisely. Let's pray.
We hope this message encourages you in your walk with Christ. We would love for you to join us for worship at Emmanuel United Methodist Church, where becoming and making disciples is more than just a mission statement. For more information, you can visit us at emmanuelumc.com, or you can find us on Facebook at IUMC Welford. God bless.